Sorry to keep waiting, George.
That's all right, sir.
Will you drop me at Broadcasting House? Will you take Mr. Woolley to the House of Commons, then come back to me?
Yes, sir.
Bernard, what's the real reason Humphrey's trying to stop me mentioning the Surly Hull project on the air?
Well, don't you think he gave 6 or 7 very convincing reasons?
No, did you?
Well, I'm sure Sir Humphrey knows what he's doing.
I'm sure he does. I just wish I knew what Sir Humphrey was doing.
I'm sure if Sir Humphrey advises something, then whatever he does advise is advisable.
What do you advise?
Well, it's not for me to advise, Minister, but if it were, I would be obliged to advise you that you would be well advised to follow Sir Humphrey's advice.
Why?
Well, it's just that, well, certain projects have certain aspects which, with sensitive handling, given reasonable discretion when events permit, there is no prima facie reason why, with appropriate give and take, if all goes well in the fullness of time, when the moment is right...
You're blathering, Bernard.
Yes, Minister.
Why are you blathering, Bernard?
It's my job, Minister.
Well, I'm going to talk about it, so there.
Yes, Minister.